The concierge part of that was quite a natural evolution of what we were already doing in the hotel for our meeting and events clients. Anyway, it's just giving us a little bit more formality around it, which is something nice to do for our clients.
Welcome to Connected Conversations. These are real conversations with hotel leaders who are sharing bright ideas and effective solutions. I'm Sharon Kilmartin, Regional Director of Operations at IHG, and I'm based at the Crowne Plaza Ravinia in Atlanta, Georgia. If you're listening, that means you're part of our unique community of Crowne Plaza hotel leaders from around the world. Now, the goal of this podcast is simple. We're making our community stronger, and we're making it more connected. And we're doing that by sharing our experiences and our best practices, because we have so much in common and we can learn from each other. Today, we have a group of very knowledgeable guests who are going to discuss brand differentiators and what that means for our employees and our guests. Since our conversation will be so in-depth, we've decided to continue it over the course of several episodes. With me today are Akimi Shapiro, Director of Sales and Marketing at the beautiful Crowne Plaza Ventura Beach Hotel, Russell Shepard, General Manager at ANA Crowne Plaza Narita in Greater Tokyo, Stephen Wills, General Manager at the Crowne Plaza Hawkesbury Valley in Sydney, Australia, and Nick Stengel, who is our Food and Beverage General Manager at Ventura Beach Crowne Plaza. Thank you so much for being here, everyone, and I'm really excited to hear about your stories of success. So I thought it might be fun to kick off with a little icebreaker, and I wanted to hear about your most special hidden place in your hotel that more people should know about. Stephen, how about if you start?
Well, we're very lucky here in the Hawkesbury. We have some beautiful gardens, but also an amazing day spa with some beautiful pools and hydrotherapy pool. So not everybody knows about that, and it's kind of hidden down the back of the property, and it's a real treat when you get to our hotel.
You lost me a day spa. That sounds wonderful. Akimi, what about you?
We have a top of the harbor ballroom and has 280 degrees of ocean view ballroom, 6,600 square feet, and the huge, beautiful ocean view ballroom. That's once you come in, you're going to be going on the top of the floor, on the 12th floor, and you see it.
Oh my gosh, that must be incredible sunsets.
Yes.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Sunrise and sunset.
Oh, fantastic. And Russell, what about you? What is your favorite hidden spot in your hotel?
Yeah, I would say the roof. The roof of multiple different hotels, as you've seen them around the world, and especially the roof of Narita. We're out at the airport and under the glide path, so we get quite close to some of the low-approaching aircraft.
Oh, that's a treat. Can you get a drink up on the roof?
Yes, you can. Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. I bet it's really popular.
Yeah.
Well, that is a great transition to dive a little bit deeper into meetings and events concierge program. Stephen, am I right? You also piloted that component of the program?
We did indeed, yes.
Tell us a little bit about it.
We have an amazing meeting and events team here in the hotel. So we are very lucky to have that team be able to champion this for us. But what we did, again, similar to what we did with Crowne Plaza socials, we got the team together and spoke about what can we do and what is this going to look like. And having the meetings and events concierge role come to life in that team. So we found that we were able to kind of introduce the program to our clients through a bit of a letter on arrival that we could hand out, and then also something that we could send to the meetings organizer beforehand. And just in there is quite simple sort of things about what they can expect to find when they get to the hotel, little tips on what to do, getting here safely and easily. And then once they arrive, what's the top five things to do in the hotel and around the local area. So we had listed there some very quite straightforward things, but like a walking and jogging map of the property and around the local area. We had the different facilities that they could use whilst they're in the hotel, and then when they could be expected to go and find special like happy hour in the bar and that sort of thing. So they were much more informed. But then we were also able to offer assistance with families that were coming to the hotel that may not have been attending the conference. So often one of the parents would be attending the conference, but the family were left to their own devices for the day. So being able to help them and assist them filling their day and making sure that they're having a really great stay, whether that's at breakfast or finding them an activity to do during the day on or off site. So overall, yeah, but we the concierge part of that was quite a natural evolution of what we were already doing in the hotel for our meeting and events clients. Anyway, it's just giving us a little bit more formality around it, which is something nice to do for our clients.
And what did your meeting planners think when you first broached the subject and talked about proposing activities for the spouses of the attendees or the guests of the attendees? Because not a lot of hotels do that.
No, but I think it's something that we were doing on an informal basis anyway. So this just formalized that process of what that service that we were offering. It's something that we were doing anyway. So we're very proud of, particularly here in the Hawkesbury Valley, of being able to go that one step further for our guests and making sure that people are well looked after and well catered for. And something that Crowne Plaza as a whole is very good at doing. It took what we were doing before, formalized it, and then being able to offer it in a much clearer format for our guests. So it was good.
You know, the beauty of it is that you already had the package, but you basically put a bow on it and formalized it and put framework to it. And what you also did is you enabled the sales team to go out and sell that in advance. So it's not just a guest delighter when the guest experiences it. You could sell that to those that are deciding between you and a competitor, where should I put my business? And it's a unique selling point.
Absolutely. It works as a conversion tool as well.
I love it. That's great. Russell, what would you add and share? Tell us, maybe start with a few specifics about what does your meetings and events concierge program look like? What are the details behind it?
Thank you, Sharon. Meetings and events concierge was a great opportunity for us to increase the touch points, increase the engagement to the meeting planners. Here in Japan, meeting and events, the relationship you have with the hotel, the relationship you have with the organizers is very traditional. You're providing me a service, I'm delivering the service. And this gave us framework to really go outside of the box, the traditional box of service delivery, and make it more about a relationship and really leverage the strengths of the team who want to connect more with the guests who haven't traditionally been able to, and give them the empowerment to do that, and to give them the tools to build relationships with those meeting planners or key decision makers. And then this is once again something that our competitors weren't doing. So when we brought it to the team, we saw this as something that, wow, this is going to give us a strength against our competitors, this ability to build the relationship and to build a meaningful relationship, not just, hi, I'm your meeting director, you know, let's have a good meeting. It's more, hey, what are you here for? What are you interested in? What drives you? What brings you to Narita, and how can we connect you? How can we not only connect you to Narita, how can we connect you to the Crowne Plaza brand? How can we make you, you know, wherever you travel, whichever city you are in, how can we make that this is what we're about, this is our culture, and we value that? So we looked at it in that way, and the team were just, oh my gosh, we can do that. We can talk to the guests. We can invite them. We can invite their partners. We can invite their family to experience the hotel as well. And this gave us a great platform to do that. So we enjoyed that journey. We also enjoyed, once again, getting the whole team involved. Here in Japan, it's very traditional, banquet set. And one of the things we really enjoyed doing was the break bites to go, which was a new concept for the team. And we did a challenge with the chefs in the kitchen, who has the best idea for break bites to go, and we would taste them during town halls and make sure they were great. And in Japan, you know, you'd put your noodles in a bowl, you know, we'd put them in a box to go, and we can do that? Yes, we can do that. And that's what makes us once again special. So we really enjoyed thinking outside the box, doing something different, and the whole team really enjoyed that.
So we should never, you know, say we have a favorite child, but if you had to pick your favorite of the touch points that you'd created, what do you think is the one that resonated the most with our customers?
I think they all worked very well hand in hand. So your meetings, events, concierge is going out meeting the guests. They're presenting a letter that's crafted about the local environment, that heard what the organizer wants to do. And then that leads on to the coffee voucher. That leads on to getting the organizer out into the community, getting their events brought into a more local scale, getting their guests to experience something different. We really enjoyed bringing all the touch points together and putting a meaning to them, and that each one had an important journey for our guests.
That is fantastic. It sounds very collaborative, and it sounds very comprehensive, and that you've got lots of small moments that turn into this really phenomenal experience at the end. That's great. Thank you for sharing that.
One great story is that, you know, we had a client who was here for a couple of days in Narita. They, you know, their whole stay, they wanted to try to play golf. Unfortunately, some of the golf courses out here don't allow for a single player. And through the course of the couple of days, our meetings and events concierge, also a keen golfer, they built this relationship, and they were able to then go out on the golf course on their last day and play as a pair. And that really delighted our guest. And through that small relationship, this booker has now come back, you know, looked for opportunities to book other events at our Crown Plazas around Japan. So just by having that closeness, that relationship, understanding that people, you know, these meeting planners have such a tough job. They're on the go, they're on the grind, and recognizing that there is time that they want to wind down. They want their own personal time, and to really give that empowerment to your team to say, yeah, you know what, make it happen, because this is a long-term opportunity for us if we get it right.
And not only does it probably turn into future business, I'm sure that meeting planner has lots of meeting planner colleagues and friends, and they shared that story a few times as well.
Right.
Because that's unique. That's really special. That's great that your team member felt so empowered by you to go out and do that. That's taking it to another level. It's amazing. Taking a short break from our conversation to say that you can find links in the show notes to resources that will help you and your team with these programs. Be sure to check those out. Okay, back to our discussion. And Akemi, let me ask you this. You're the rock star salesperson in this group. You could sell ice to a snowman. This must make your job a little bit easier. Can you tell me about a customer that you have shared this program with and what their response was?
So we had this client wanting to know what they can do. We are right on the beach, 2 blocks from downtown Ventura. And we walked, when we were doing a site inspection, we took our client over to downtown Ventura, 40 different restaurants and bars you can go to eat and drink. That's where we are located. We walked them, we suggested what we should be doing, they should be doing during their stay, and we took them to the little bars, and little places, activities, and all those things. We suggested what they should be doing. We basically made agenda for the groups for a whole week. And we took them to Channel Islands. They can go to the boat ride to Channel Islands, and all those agenda we created for them. And they loved it so much that they keep coming back every year.
And do they mix up the agenda? Do they do new things? Or they just kind of want to keep doing the same because it was so great?
Well, as they came back here and they realized they could do other things too. So they've been doing all different kinds of things too. But they loved our location, and they extend their stay too. So they just bring their family later and they just stay extra nights.
They always say it's so much easier to get a customer to come back than it is to find a new customer. And easier isn't the right word. It's more profitable to get a customer to come back than to find a new customer. And what you just said absolutely highlights another benefit to the hotel, is that if you can delight that guest, they're going to come back. they might try new things, they might try different things, or they might go back to the same suggestions you had last year, but they're delighted and they're going to bring that business back to you and not your competitor. That's great. Thanks, Akimi.
Also, just one more thing, that we are 30 miles from Santa Barbara Airport, right? And they are going to site inspection in Santa Barbara. And we went to the airport and picked them up and brought them here first.
Beautiful.
And then they saw a location, they loved it. And we are affordable Santa Barbara. So we are like half price of Santa Barbara rates. And that's what they loved about it. And they thought even Santa Barbara hotels won't go pick them up, but we went to pick them up. So they thought that was amazing. And we are much farther, and we went to pick them up. And we captured the business as well.
See, I told you you could sell. That's why you're on this podcast. You're selling us all. We all want to go and visit your property now.
You have to come. It's beautiful.
I'm going to pause the conversation here. This is part of a larger discussion on the topic of brand differentiators. It's worth your time to find the other episodes and listen to the rest of the conversation if you haven't already. Akimi, Russell, Stephen, and Nick, I just want to thank you so much for joining us today on Connected Conversations. I also want to thank the listeners. I know you're making a real difference in the lives of your guests and your colleagues. If you have a great story or a best practice you want to share, please tell us. Check the show notes for how to do that and for more resources from our show today. Thank you, everyone, for joining us.